say you see something you've never seen all the time in this game. You never know what you might see when you come to the ballpark, and that's a new one for me. Seen plenty of bats fly out of the hands. Never seen one stick in the net that high up the net before. And they're just going to play on with the bat sticking in the net. So a new bat for Guerrero Jr. And an 0-2 count is high. It's one ball and two strikes. I mean, that is one I haven't seen before. 1-2 pitch. Missed just a little bit off the plate with a two-seam fastball. Two balls and two strikes on Vlad Jr. And you just wonder if at some point as this game goes along, does that bat start to slide out of there? 2-2, chopper back up the middle. Right behind the bag is Bryce Terang. Gets it on a big hop. Fires to first and retires Guerrero Jr. for the first out of the inning. And before Bo Bichette hits, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Bob Uecker and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. Bo Bichette, the batter, first pitch swinging, pops it up near the bag at second base. Terang floating underneath if it makes the catch. And there's two outs quickly here for Colin Ray in the top of the fourth. Carbless is a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. So here's Vogelbach, who grounded out to first, back in the second. 0-for-1 tonight. Ray's first pitch to him is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. One delivery is hit in the air, foul and out of play, left field side. And quickly 0-2 on Vogelbach. Ray at just 52 pitches as he works here. Two pitch. Chopper towards second. Waiting on it is Terang. Scoops it up. Throws to first. Vogelbach retired. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth for Colin Ray. We go to the bottom half. Tied at one on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're in the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on pop.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employees.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at American Family Field. It is a 1-1 ball game. Brewers and the Blue Jays. Couple of solo home runs in this game so far. One from Alejandro Kirk for the Blue Jays and one from Jackson Churio for the Crew. First pitch to Christian Yelich is in there for a strike from Berríos. And it's 0-1. Fastball right down the middle at 92. Yelich flied to left field back in the first inning. 0-1 tonight. A one pitch sprayed foul into that net near where that bat is lodged in the net. And it's nothing and two on Yelich. Yelich, Adamas Hoskins scheduled to hit against Berríos here in this bottom of the fourth. 0-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Kiner Falefa. Throws to first in time to retire Yelich. And there's one away for Willie Adamas. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while they're on the road. One down. And nobody on now here in the Brewers' half of the fourth. Berríos brings home the first pitch to Adamas and drops a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Willie with a base hit back in the second inning. Had that great homestand. A homestand ago where he was named the National League Player of the Week for his efforts. And swung on and fouled back. Had a fastball up and in. And he's behind 0-2. And then a tough road trip for Willie. Had some good at-bats, had some good swings, didn't have a lot of results that he would have wanted. But he sees the ball well in this ballpark. 0-2 is down and away with a breaking ball. And it's a ball and two strikes on Adamas. Nine home runs on the season for Willie. He has had a very strong start to the year. Berríos, the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hammered, deep left center field, that ball is back, it is gone. Adamas gives the Brewers a 2-1 lead with his 10th home run of the season. A hanging breaking ball, and Willie launched it out of here into the Brewers' bullpen. Adamas, 2-for-2 to start up the homestand. And $100 to Hunger Task Force, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. So here's Hoskins. And the first pitch to Reese misses inside. It's 1-0. 70th home run of the season for the Brewers as a team. Pitch. Hoskins took inside, 2-0. Reese struck out in his first at bat. Berríos brings home the 2-0 pitch, and that's in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Brewers lead. Two runs on four hits so far for the crew. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball on the outer half of the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes on Hoskins, who uses his timeout. Goes for a little walk here. Brewers trying to slow down a hot Blue Jays team. They'd won 9 of 13 coming in. They had moved to just a game below 500 after a slow start to the year for Toronto. A team with expectations before the season began, though. 2-2 is a bouncing ball foul into the Blue Jays dugout. A few Toronto players ducking and getting out of the way. Everybody's okay. Two balls and two strikes here on Hoskins. Long hold for Berríos, and now the pitch. And line down the left field line, but foul. And it stays at 2-2. Told you a couple of times that Berríos has been a guy that has worked deep into games with regularity this year. They've been able to do it without pushing his pitch count too high. The most he's thrown is 101 in a start, but his pitch count climbing a little bit here today. As Hoskins takes high and the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Still just one out here in the fourth inning, and he's at 63 pitches. Two pitch. Hoskins a swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him at 93. Hoskins strikes out for the second time in this game. And there's two down now for Sal Frelick. Frelick popped up to short back in the second inning. 0 for 1 tonight. Brewers with a 2-1 lead thanks to a Willy Adames solo home run, his 10th of the season. Frelick takes outside. It's 1-0. They tied the game initially on a Jackson Churio home run, his 7th. So the Brewers, who hit just one home run during the road trip, with 2 already in the first 4 innings of this homestand. And now Sal lines one out towards center. It'll hang up there for Varsho to come in and make the catch. And the inning is over. But the Brewers take the lead on the solo blast from Willy Adames. It's 2-1 Crew. As we head to the 5th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Mars. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any M&Ms, Snickers, or Starburst with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Mars, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Pella can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Brewers with a 2-1 lead as we head to the 5th inning here at American Family Field. And back with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And George Springer will lead things off. Colin Ray deals, swinging a bouncer hit to short. Backhanded grab by Adames, and he throws him out by about a step and a half, no more. Nice play by Willie. Dalton Varsho is coming up now. One, Milwaukee has the lead. New Fleet Farm Resorts and Rewards program coming up. Low inside corner, a strike, and it's nothing and one. You need any fishing stuff?
I need a lot of fishing stuff right now.
Fleet Farm's got it all. Bunted, first base side, Colin Ray. Nice pickup and throw, safe at first is Varsho. Colin Ray chasing that bunt attempt along the first base side. And as he made the pickup, he stumbled and still pushed the ball to first base. And going to be a base hit? Got to be. Yes? Yeah, got to be, right?
Yeah, has to be. That's an incredibly difficult play for Colin Ray, and he almost made it. It's a very good bunt.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it was good, and Colin Ray did everything he could to get there and shovel it to Bowers. Are we going to get another look or not?
I think Contreras is out there just to allow one Colin Ray to catch his breath as much as anything, but now Willy Adames.
Well, the whole infield has got.
And the infield are coming in with Junior Valentine.
Yeah.
I think they're looking at the divot from where Colin kicked up a little bit of the turf as he was trying to make that play. It's quite a scene right now, actually. This could be a good caption contest if you had a picture of all the players and the umpires standing in a circle. And yeah. They're working on the divot, it looks like.
It's like a camping scene where, you know, gather around me, guys, I gotta go.
Here comes Ryan Woodley on a golf cart. And he's got the sand mixture that they're going to put down on the divot.
They got her. They're taking care of business right now. The way Woody grows grass around here, that'll be filled up tomorrow.
Maybe by the end of the game. If they allow them to put the grow lights on there in between innings.
True that. Yeah. That's for the ground crew guy who got the seed and dirt down. Bottom line is, Varsho's on with a base hit. Here's Falefa, and the pitch to him. Hit on the ground, could be a double play. To Adames, one, from Terang, who started things. It goes 4-6-3. Couldn't draw it up any better than that. Terang was standing right next to the back. Inning over, nothing on a base hit, nobody left, and at the end of 4 1/2, it is still 2-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Joey Ortiz to lead things off, and the opening pitch in the Brewers' fifth inning is right in there. Strike called on a fastball at 94 from Berrios. He works from the stretch. Coming back, a little low and off the outside corner, and it's even. No, the reason I was asking you about your fishing gear, I know you like to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And Fleet Farm, if you can't find it there, it's not me. 1-1 delivery, and it's hit in the air, left center, playable, and going to be caught by Schneider.
out number one, Ortiz. Here's Bowers. Fishing his first time up.
Fishing gear is a little bit like collecting cars or anything else, trading cards for that matter. You never have enough.
You don't
There's
get rid of
something
it either,
else,
right?
And you always hold on to it. Unless you give me some. I got a tackle box from you at home.
And the pitch. And I know Luke, your son, loves to fish too.
Loves it.
And who doesn't like fishing? And the pitch. That's down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes.
If you don't like to fish, I have a hard time trusting you. That's my theory.
No, but Fleet Farm, if you can't find it there, talking about fishing stuff, hunting gear, whatever, they got it. Strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Yeah, you got all day to shop at Fleet Farm, I guarantee you. It'll take you all day to get through the fishing gear and hunting gear that they have. The pitch. Bouncer hit foul up along first. Two balls and two strikes. Brewers with single tallies in the third and fourth have the lead in this one. 2-2 and coming back. Low and inside with a breaking ball. Full count now on Jake Bowers. New sign, and now Bowers steps out. Had a base hit his first time up. From the stretch. Here it is. Broken back ground ball hit to second. Horwitz throws him out by a step. Two are up, two are down here in the fifth inning. Jackson Churio, who homered to tie the game back in the third. Seventh of the year for him. Right-handed batter waiting. Barrios deals. That one's good for a strike. Knee high on the outside corner. Fastball. He's right in that 94-93 range. Been there from the opening inning on. Coming back. 0-1 delivery. Down low and inside. I think he went around. He did. Tried to check his swing on a low inside fastball. It's two strikes. Two men are out here. 2-1 Brewer lead. Now the kick and the pitch. Bouncer hit to third. It's going to wind up foul. And we'll do it again. New sign. Alejandro Kirk. Target up on the pitch. Up and in on Churio. Backed him out of there. Two balls. I should say one ball and two strikes now. On the Brewers right fielder. And the pitch. Jam job ground ball hit to short. And they're going to have to hurry. Bichette did and threw him out. Three up and three down. We move to the sixth. And a dandy going to open up this three-game set. It's the Brewers 2 and the Blue Jays 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The ballpark is the perfect setting for your next company or client event with Brewers group tickets. Be the hero of your event with block seating and tailgate spaces available for your team. Start planning your company outing now at brewers.com/groups. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
baseball's greatest calls.
How about Russ Hodges in 51? The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Or Jack Buck on Gibson's game winner in 1988 to beat the A's. I don't believe what I just saw.
And there's Easter Sunday in 87. And they've done it again. 12 in a row.
I remember it well, pal.
What's your favorite call of all, Bob?
I think I'd have to go with Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
That is a great one, and it's from 1880.
They don't call Usinger's America's finest sausage for nothing, Tony.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money when you shop at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction exterior paint. It's a paint and primer in one. Plus, it's highly dirt-resistant to maintain a clean appearance. Save big on Grand Distinction paint with over 750 Wanko colors. Visit Menards.com to learn more. Plus, view the weekly flyer and other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Alejandro Kirk will lead things off for the Jays. Hit his second home run of the year to give them a brief lead in the third. Colin Ray throws a strike and it's 0-1.
The bat has left its perch.
And the pitch. A swing and a pop-up. It's playable for Contreras. And a one-handed grab by Wiggum takes care of his counterpart, Alejandro Kirk. I didn't see it drop.
They had some sort of telescoping contraption with a little bit of a hook on the end of it that they finally pulled it free off the net from, and it fell down to the...
Was it in the dugout or in the seats? Check swing and a strike, 0-1.
It fell to the inside of the net, which was a good thing. So it bounced
on top of the dugout,
but okay. On the right side of the dugout from the fans.
And the pitch down low and away, and it's even. One ball and one strike.
It actually settled on those new little LED boards that they installed on the dugouts, and the players retrieved it and handed it back to Guerrero.
2-1, Brewers have the lead. We're in the sixth. Here comes Colin Ray. Check swing and a ball down low and outside with a spinner. Snyder has fouled out, flied to center, takes a strike right down the middle. 2-2 now, another fastball from Colin Ray. And the pitch. Bouncer hit foul up along the third base side. Davis Snyder came in tonight hitting 230. 7 home runs on the year for him. Colin Ray likes the sign and is ready. Here it is. A swing and a fly ball is going to wind up in the lower seats. Down behind the Brewers dugout. Everybody going to be all right? Yep. That one wound up down around the owner's boxes. Down alongside the Brewers dugout right down there. Yeah. Mark Attanasio, former second baseman at Brown University, made a diving try, couldn't come up with it, hit foul again.
Can't take the baseball player out of the owner.
Nah. What's a pair of pants? 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch by Colin Ray, a half swing is a strikeout. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Spencer Horowitz. Second baseman is going to be the batter. The kick and the pitch.
hit in the air and down the third base side and out of play.
It was on the expense sheet.
One strike offering is hit in the air down the left field side and playable in fair territory. Christian Yelich has it, and the inning is over. 5.5 are in the book. It's the Brewers 2 and the Blue Jays 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers half of the sixth inning. Bryce Terang will lead things off. Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. John Seguin. Down low and inside, it's ball one. From Madison is our contestant. How about this jackpot tonight? $1,150 for a home run. You got a good shot here. Johnny, Terang, Contreras, and Yelich. And the pitch, low inside breaking ball. It's 2-0 now. Tonight has lined out and bounced out. Brewers leading 2-1. Home run by Churio and then Willie Adames to put him on top. The stretch, the pitch. It is in there right down the middle. Didn't offer. Two balls on a strike now. Crowd tonight should be in that 25,000 range. 2-1 delivery. It missed off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Get a good one and get after it. From the stretch, here it is. He hit the outside corner that time. Terang didn't think so. Adrian Johnson has been pretty much both ways all night. Three balls, two strikes. Barrios working from the stretch. Here he comes again. Down low and inside, and he walked him. Brewers get a free ride. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And for Contreras now, he's got a runner aboard and nobody out.
What was your prediction for the attendance?
I didn't call anybody.
You sure?
Yes. And the pitch is down low. It's ball one.
You said In that 25,000
range. Yes.
24,381.
Okay.
You were right there. Somebody's feeding you information.
Oh, man. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Look out. William down low and inside. It's 2-0. They are announcing the attendance now over in the press box. All that time you were working, doing the play-by-play, guess who was counting people? Right here, buddy. 2-0 delivery, a half swing strike on a breaking ball that caught the outside corner, and it's 2-1.
How many times did you have to start over? One, two, three, four.
No. Wait.
When did we do that in spring training? Was that last year or this year? Last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit her right on the nose a couple of times. Low and off the outside, right back with a hook, and it's 3-1.
Yeah, sometimes at the end of spring training games, that's the most suspenseful part.
That's the truth. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Williams sends one to right. Base hit is going to send Bryce Terang to third base, uncontested. William hit one to a wide open right field. They were not playing close. At second, or Vladdy Guerrero Jr. at first. Yeah, he was wide open and he hit it. Christian Yelich now with two on and a meeting at the mound. And we'll be set to go here in a moment. Vibe check, a cooler full of busy hard seltzer. Big Vibe, we call it. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. John Seguin from Madison, looking good. There is nobody out. And you got Christian Yelich up there now. Willie Adames do next. Talking about home run power. They got it. High outside fastball. It's one ball and no strikes now. $1,150 in our jackpot. Now the stretch. Berrios deals. Yelich had a home run cut and missed it. It's one ball and one strike. Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, the sixth, each and every day. And the pitch. Check swing, and he held. Two balls on a strikedown. Brewers trying to add on here. They're leading 2-1. Not a lot of hits in the game. Total of 8. The Brewers own 5, and Yelich waiting. 2-1 delivery. Here it is to Christian. Curveball strike that caught the outside corner. 2-2 on the Brewers left fielder. Now the stretch. Here it is. Hit foul on a fastball. That one pretty good on the inside corner. He jammed him. Trying to win for the 39th time on the year. Blue Jays came in here a game under 500. And the pitch. Check swing and he held. Blue Jays at 32 and 33. Brewers top the Central. Cubs are next. Along with Cincinnati. Reds are in here next. Following a day off on Thursday. Now the stretch, the pitch. Yelich took strike 3. Looking on the inside corner. Big strikeout for Berrios. Here's Willie Adames. Adames, who homered for the 10th time back in the fourth inning. He'd been there all night long talking about Adrian Johnson both ways. Pitches that were borderline, if you're looking for a strike on a borderline call, you get a few of those, and sometimes you don't get them tonight. But it's been both ways.
Yeah, bottom of the zone and even wide a little bit. He'll give you a little bit extra on both.
Yep. And the pitch in tied on Willie Adames. One ball and no strikes on the Brewers shortstop. Ready to work. Here he comes again, and Willie took it too low, and it's two balls and no strikes now. Reese Hoskins, plenty of home run power there too. He's due up next. Kirk, a new sign, target up, and the pitch. Adames had a rip and fouled it. Kirk picked that one on the first hop. It was in foul territory, though. He picked it and tagged Willie to no avail. Runners at the corners. He sets. Coming back. Adames took a strike. Ooh, right down the middle that time. Two and two on Willie. That was a good one to take a rip at. Stepping out momentarily. Now Adames back in there. Runners lead from first and third. Now Kirk calls time and back in there, and we're set to go. Berríos is ready, and here it is. Adames took low, just low. Whew. Close there. Three balls, two strikes. From the stretch, he's ready. Runners holding, and the pitch hit foul again up along the third base side. Stays full at 3-2. More of a defensive swing that time. Threw him a 3-2 breaking ball. 2-1 Brewer lead. We're in the sixth inning. And the right-hander ready. Throws to first, and Contreras is back. Ready to work now. And the pitch sends one in the air, not deep. And very playable, and going to be caught. And Yelich is going to try to score, and the throw in there. I should say Terang. You knew that was going to happen. Terang has outstanding speed. And if he didn't think he could make it, he would have never left. And another big run batted in for Adames. He hit it deep enough for Terang to score. And this may be all for Berríos. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made by Toronto. That is going to be it for him. Change time for the Toronto Blue Jays. Brewers had a big run. Well-pitched game thus far. Brewers have the lead at 3-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota. Let's go places.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The new pitcher for Toronto. Nineteenth game on the year for Zach Pop. Contreras, the runner at second now, and the pitch good for a strike on the outside corner on Reese Hoskins. 3-1 Brewer lead now. They own the hit column 5-3 and the lead by a pair. Now the right-hander all set to work. Hoskins waiting, and the pitch to him, half swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. Cutter or slider down low and away, and he went after it. Hoskins has struck out twice tonight. Waiting on an 0-2 delivery, and here it is. Half swing, and that one, a jam job fastball on the inside corner. It trying to get out of the way and fouled it. Still nothing in two on Reese. Brewers DH tonight. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Low outside breaking ball, and he went after it, but the Brewers get a run. Big sack fly. Bryce Durang with a walk. Scored run number three. It's 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heartless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Heartless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Heartless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless. Less is more.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Pellet can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Anyway, the 7th inning is on. Blue Jays down by a score of 3-1. And stepping in the callie action for you now, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Vlad Guerrero Jr. leads off against Colin Ray, who's been very sharp so far tonight. And a breaking ball dropped in there for a strike. It's 0-1. That was just pitch number 70 for Ray as he works here in the 7th inning against the heart of this Blue Jays order. And Guerrero Jr. fouls one down behind home plate. And it's nothing in 2. Guerrero Jr., Bichette, and then Vogelback to hit for the Blue Jays here. And a new baseball brought out to Colin Ray after that foul ball got a piece of William Contreras behind the plate. They always find you back there.
They do, somehow. Rennie?
Preaching to the choir there.
A lot of times I wasn't even playing.
0-2 pitch, and he got a piece of that one and fouled it back. That's what was amazing about your career.
No, you know what, though? The equipment that we had back then, you know, we're talking 40s, 50s, 60s, so much different.
0-2 pitch down and away.
Excuse me, and less protective than what the guys have today. And finally, they were smart enough to say, hey, wait a minute, why don't we extend these shin guards? And
1-2 pitch. He is down and away, 2-2.
And whatever else, you know, chest protector, why don't we put a little extension on your upper arm here where you got a little more protection? Why don't we do that? You can. And finally they did.
2-2 pitch. Missed inside. Nearly hit him. He got out of the way. And the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Especially the shin guards. I mean, yeah. The foul balls off the toes, toenails are gone. They go.
They're just gone.
They're gone. Yep.
3 balls and 2 strikes on Guerrero Jr. Ray brings home the pitch and a high fly ball deep left. Yelich back onto the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. Didn't quite get it. Ball jumped off the bat, but the ballpark held it. And that is a big first out here in the 7th for Colin Ray. Breaking ball just off the end of the bat for Vlad Guerrero Jr. And once Yelich broke back on it, you thought he had a shot to make that play, and it ended up being rather routine. Here's Bo Bichette. The other thing about the equipment, first pitch missed in, caught the inside corner, it's 0-1, is I'm guessing these guys have a lot more mobility in this today and more protection at the same time. A 1 pitch. That is in there for a strike. It's 0-2.
Yeah, you're right. And you know the one thing that I thought we had a little bit better that they changed and guys still say they're okay today was the mask.
No balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch to Bichette. Foul back.
Yeah, they wanted me to wear it all the time.
on the bus.
Yeah, on the bus at night. The weight of the mask back then, the masks that we wore were really heavy.
0-2 pitch. Down and away, 1-2.
But they were really protected. I mean, I don't think we had as many concussions back then as they do today, if indeed, you know, they are a concussion.
A ball and 2 strikes here on Bo Bichette. A 3-1 Brewers lead, the pitch. And he got him looking. Two-seam fastball nailed the outside edge. An Ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. I'm guessing those were heavy enough that at the beginning of spring training, it took a little bit to get used to wearing them again, right?
Yeah, they wore the wire masks at that time. The bar mask, I think Yogi Berra was probably the first guy that really fell in love with that bar mask. But they jarred you when you got hit.
Vogelback the batter, and Ray's pitch, a swing and a miss, and 2-1.
The wire mask absorbed a lot of the shock. They were much better, I thought. And I think a lot of guys did, but Yogi Berra, one of baseball's greats, always preferred
pitches outside. It's 1-1.
The bar mask, but it jarred you. You know, when you got hit with that, I wore them a few times, but I didn't particularly care for them.
They didn't have as much give.
No, they didn't.
1-1. That missed low. Two balls and a strike on Vogelbach.
Yeah, the wire masks were heavy. They were about 9 pounds. So, you know, it took a little while to, you know, start wearing it again. But they were good.
Two balls and a strike on Vogelbach. Ray brings home the pitch, and this is line into a leaping glove brought down by Bryce Terang. A sensational play by a sensational second baseman. Timed it up beautifully. Snatched it out of the air in a 1-2-3 inning for Colin Ray. Heath's through 7 strong innings as we go to the bottom of the 7th. 3-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Join the Brewers Tuesday, June 11th for their annual celebration of Pride Night, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Fans who purchase a special community night ticket to the game against the Blue Jays will take home a Brewers Pride flag. Get tickets at brewers.com/community nights. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Mars. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any M&Ms, Snickers, or Starburst with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Mars, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
As we go to the bottom of the 7th inning, the 7th inning stretch is sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island is your premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Blake Perkins will pinch hit here for the Crew because the Blue Jays have gone to the bullpen again. Brendan Little, the left-hander, making his 6th appearance of 2024. 5 1/3 innings for him. An ERA of 10.13 in his limited action on the mound. And the first pitch to Perkins missed high. It's 1-0. Brewers with a 3-1 lead. 3 runs on 5 hits for the Crew here tonight. Little, the lefty, brings home the 1-0 pitch, and Perkins took outside. It's 2-0. Tonight, just the 3rd time in 14 starts for Jose Berríos that he didn't get through 6 innings. He ended up giving up 3 runs over 5 2/3 here tonight. 2-0 pitch. There's a strike on the outside edge, and it's 2-1. A Pelican Customized windows and doors that match any era's architecture. Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Little brings home the 2-1, and Perkins flinched and took a strike. Cut fastball down the middle, and it's 2-2. Perkins, then Ortiz, and then Bowers scheduled to hit. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Kirk. And Perkins Perkins down on strikes. So a strikeout for Little. There's one away for Joey Ortiz. We drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Brewers the only team in the NL Central in action tonight. Everybody else off. No Pirates, Cardinals, or Reds, or Cubs. First pitch to Ortiz is down and in. It's 1-0. Yankees leading in Kansas City over the Royals 4-1. That game's in the top of the eighth.